Life of Pi started off as the underdog in the film world. A film adaptation of the 2001 novel by the same name had been proposed but hadn't taken off due to complications. The lead actor, Suraj Sharma, was an Indian boy who had never before acted and couldn't swim, a slight problem considering half the movie takes place at sea. The movie was destined to be overshadowed by the much-anticipated Breaking Dawn 2, released the previous weekend. Despite the odds, the seemingly unfilmable story came alive on the big screen with the magic of visual effects and sincere characters. Pi is an Indian boy shipwrecked in the middle of the Pacific Ocean on his journey to Canada. He loses his family and is stranded on a lifeboat with several zoo animals, including a Bengal tiger who soon eats the other animals. The story is told as a flashback of adult Pi, as he is being interviewed by an author. The movie is beautiful. The digitally created Bengal tiger Richard Parker is extremely lifelike. The animal's movements and sounds are startlingly realistic. At one point in the movie, I nearly jumped out of my seat when the tiger came roaring over the side of the lifeboat. Director Ang Lee's greatest achievement, in terms of perfectly recreating a scene from the novel, however, is the shipwreck. The scene is a blur of howling wind and giant swells flooding the rocking ship as it dips into the roaring ocean. The visual effects and sounds are well executed to create an intense, lifelike scene. The rest of the visuals are just as impressive, except for a few. The brilliant sun and clouds reflected in the sea are breathtaking. In another scene, fluorescent jellyfish dot the deep ocean on a dark night. However, the effects are taken a bit too far when a larger-than-life glowing whale explodes out of the water and soars right above the lifeboat. While it is a beautiful sight to behold, it looks highly unrealistic. Floating alone on the vast ocean, Pi becomes a character easy to sympathize with. Audience members will come to love the tender Indian boy who is too kind-hearted to kill a fish and who praises God even in the toughest moments. Pi's endearing character is the center of the movie, especially when the plot drags along through the Pacific Ocean. His character manages to keep things from getting boring as he struggles to survive aboard a ship with a tiger.
I never thought a small piece of shade could bring me so much happiness, that a pile of tools, a bucket, a knife, a pencil might become my greatest treasures, or that knowing Richard Parker was here might ever bring me peace. In times like these, I remember that he has as little experience of the real world as I do. We were both raised in a zoo by the same master. Now we've been orphaned, left to face our ultimate master together. Without Richard Parker, I would have died by now. My fear of him keeps me alert. Tending to his needs gives my life purpose.
The movie portrays the extremes humans go to survive and cope with tragedy. This theme is further demonstrated in the ending, but I won't give anything away. Ultimately, Pi's journey with Richard Parker on a lifeboat is a spiritually awakening account of his faith. Pi's interviewer is told the story will make him believe in God. Indeed, the film is centered around religion. Born a Hindu, Pi became interested in Christianity and Islam as a child. He now practices all three. One of the main lessons that can be drawn from the film is religious tolerance. In the end, the writer is speechless, as most audience members will be. "He was right," the interviewer whispers, referring to the story's power to make him believe in God. As for the audience, I suppose that is something they will have to decide for themselves.